Alright, hello everyone. It is nighttime, so good night.
It doesn't mean goodbye.
It does not. It means happy nighttime. This is Aria.
And this is Emily, the Empath.
And we're gonna do episode 3 today. Yay. So, I wanted to talk a little bit more about, specifically going into antisocial personality disorder, which is ASPD, and, kind of where that comes from, I guess, and, how I've experienced it in my capacity. So typically it's gonna come... What?
I want you to put the microphone...
It's like sociopaths are made, they're not born, like psychopaths. Psychopathy is genetic, so sociopaths experience something in their lives, usually in their childhood, that has traumatized them to the point where they kind of shut off their emotions. And, it becomes a full-on mental disorder, ASPD.
Is that easy for you in life?
What do you mean?
To help you think more clearly, what you do. Turning off your feelings. A vampire, from Vampire Diaries. When Elena says, turn off your feelings!
Oh, yeah. I guess it can be...
I'm sorry, she actually says, don't turn off your feelings. Go on.
So, my therapist wanted me to actually go back into my childhood with brain spotting. Which is just seemed almost like a hypnosis, but it's not that heavy. And she wanted to go back to my childhood and kind of figure out what specifically caused me to be like this. But I didn't want to because I wouldn't change anything about myself. I see what I have as, it's not really an issue. It doesn't cause issues for me in my life. Maybe other people have some issues with it.
Do you feel like you're a step up, step above other people?
Yeah, I consider myself a lot more intelligent than
most
people. I definitely know I could outsmart my psychiatrist and my therapist, and I've also outsmarted breathing doctors and, just doctors. It's just easy. They're not smart, just because they went to school for a while.
I also think people are just lazy and sometimes in, their stuff. People just... When they're in professions, they don't really care that much anymore. There's oh, there's another paycheck. I'm kind of burned out.
Right. And it's baffling how, comfortable people are with not knowing things. They're just stupid and they're okay with it.
They're just this is too much brain power for me. I'm done.
Peace out. Right. And it just amazes me. And that's why it's easy to manipulate people into getting things that you want.
Sometimes it works with me. Sometimes I put my foot down a little bit.
Right.
Because I'm a little scared. Just to let you know, there is a gun. Literally, she brought in my apartment.
I carry it with me.
And she just recently got this thing. And I'm like, there's a gun on my table. And I'm like, oh. And then I'm like, is it loaded? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm going to keep this on my side.
Yeah, don't point it at your face.
So if I don't come back, because I know how bad... Actually, let's go into that. Can I skip something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
How would you feel about killing someone?
That's not something to ask a person like me. As long as it's objective and,
So you wouldn't kill, an innocent person?
Well, no, because it's not logical. Why would you do that? That's just dumb. You're gonna go to prison for the rest of your life unless your goal is to get in prison. Then it'd be okay, cool, that's my ticket.
But what about the thrill of killing someone?
Well, yeah,
Because we're supposed to be polar opposites. I can't take a human life without feeling bad.
Well, I wouldn't feel bad, but I wouldn't do it without a reason. I'll just put it that way. Yeah.
So how you feel about homeless people?
That's their own fault that they're in that situation. That gets into freaking politics, I feel like. But, people that don't want to help themselves, you can't give them help.
What about you? What about people trying to help others?
It's just a waste of time. What's it for? You're going out of your way to do something for someone just to make you feel good for a few minutes? That makes you feel better. If that makes you feel better about yourself, okay. But I don't really need any confirmation like that.
No, I mean it as if you were to kill someone, that was doing something for society, would you feel better about killing someone who didn't do anything that much for society? Like, let's say the person who puts groceries in a grocery bag. Would you rather kill them? Or would you rather kill, like, a governor? Because is it the power that they hold?
If I have to choose? Well, okay, I would like to take somebody with a lot of power, with a lot more power, because I feel like you kind of get that power if you kill someone. We also like serial killers a lot, so that's why we're going into this so
Sorry.
Much. But, like, I kind of feel like you take that power from them, and, like, Ted Bundy said a similar quote about that, but I can't think of it.
Well, it's like prepared.
As you can like watch the life leaving their eyes, and in that moment you are God. So that is something that I've always thought about. Like, there's a reason I remember that quote. Like, I could definitely, I'm in the military, so if I was ordered to kill someone, I could do it without thinking twice about it. And everyone's always like, oh, you gotta go to therapy when you kill someone if you're a cop or in the army or whatever. Like, you gotta get help for that trauma. But it's like, what trauma are you going through? Like, you're not the one that got shot. Like, I don't get it. So that's just how I look at it. I feel like I have a more objective and logical view of it.
I see. So you wouldn't, okay, so if you were to get power over somebody, you would take the life of, like, the governor. But a person who would, like, put groceries in, you'd be like, oh, that's easy, but, like, it's not a challenge, so then you wouldn't take their life. But if you were to, like, just start killing people just to make, like, the numbers go down or society more at balance, because there's so many fucking people in this world, you would choose the bag woman.
Okay, so if I was gonna kill someone, I would want it to be somewhat of a challenge, because if it's too easy, there's no reward in that. But also, I wouldn't want to do, like, a rampage killing or, like, mass shooting or something, because that's so impersonal. Or even arson, that's so impersonal. Like, but if you're, like, strangling an individual person, you can literally feel the life go out of them. And that's more power that you feel in that moment than any other person feels in their lives, because most people who kill people get killed.
So I'm kind of happy the gun's here now, because I feel like she doesn't want to really, really kill me.
I wouldn't actually do that, though. Like I said, it's not logical. I'm not gonna go to jail.
What would be the other empath that'd be in the same room as you? I'm sorry.
I don't know, not many people can deal with me, so.
Alright, going on.
So anyway,
I just wanted to know.
Going back.
Making sure I'm safe.
So I consider myself more high functioning as an ASPD diagnosed person. Sociopaths know right from wrong. They have a conscience, unlike psychopaths who don't have a conscience at all. They've just learned to adapt and blend in and pretend, basically. And we do the same thing with emotions. We can mirror people very well, and, like, you kind of react the way other people are reacting, even if you're, like, not feeling it yourself. However, that doesn't mean we can't form emotional attachments, because we definitely can form emotional attachments to certain people. It just happens a lot less frequently than normal people, neurotypicals. Like, because a lot of people don't want to stick around with somebody like me.
I do. I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
And if, like, I ever need a bodyguard, I have the perfect one.
Right, I could kick someone's ass and not care.
It's so funny, because I'm bigger than you.
I know, I'm tiny as fuck, guys.
And so, like, so they say to me, oh, like, she looks like she can fight, and then my bodyguard comes out. Oh, she looks like she can't fight.
Pretty much. When it comes to physical fights, I got my ass whooped in the army, okay? I'm not even gonna lie about that.
Well, this is great. Never mind. You're cut. You're cut. I can't hire you.
No, but I'm not gonna fight fair outside of that. Yep. I had no choice then. Now I have a gun.
That's why the gun's here.
CCW, guys. Exercise your rights. Anyway. But, like, in the past, I'm just gonna tell you some examples of things that I've done that are probably not things that normal people would do. But I used to be kind of abusive with ex-boyfriends. It took me a long time to be able to not hit them when they would say something stupid or that pissed me off. Like, I literally hit them in the face.
Oh, so you hitting me in the stomach. That was like a downgrade.
Okay, you really pissed me off. I don't physically lash out unless I'm really fucking mad. And if I'm at the point where I have lost all control to the point where I'm physically lashing out, that is crazy. Because I have a lot of control. I've learned to have a lot of control.
I see.
My sister has always pushed my buttons because she's my little sister.
Did you ever pit her?
Yes, we used to fight really bad physically.
Well, she fought back.
Well, she was a lot worse than me because I had to hold myself back because if I let myself go, I could have killed her. But I've shoved her into windows and doors and, like, we've thrown shit at each other. She threw a Kindle at my head one time and I ducked just in time and it put a freaking hole in the wall.
Oh my god, that sounds so much like me right now. But mine was just, like, I never initiated the fight.
I would kind of push it, but I could tell she was getting pissed off, and sometimes I'd back off because I didn't want to deal with it, but, like, I wasn't, like, afraid of her, I guess.
So, wait, you punched your ex-boyfriend in the face?
I didn't, it was open hand in slapping. In the face? Okay.
You said punch. Which one is it? Hand slap or punch?
I said, okay, that's written down. I didn't say that yet, but, so I used to just be a little slappy. I'll just say that. I used to be a little slappy. Yeah, just like that.
That actually kind of sounded wrong, but go on.
So, we're just gonna move on. But
did, like, you feel power in that? Like, you shocked the shit out of them? Like, you felt power?
Yeah, it got me results. That's all I cared about. It made them stop whatever they were doing.
Results. Okay, I'm very interested right now. So, wait, what kind of results?
Like, if they were saying something that pissed me off, they'd shut the fuck up about it, basically.
They never hit you back?
No.
So, wait.
And if they did, it's not like I'd fucking care.
You wouldn't care if someone hit you?
Okay, if they hit me hard, then I would care, but, like, I would kind of make it, like, playful, even though I knew I was hitting them hard. Harder than I should have been. But I'd make it playful so they couldn't be mad at me.
I'm very confused. Maybe because I'm an empath and I came up with an abusive background, which we will get into a different day. But when my ex, like, just, like hit me like that, I immediately broke down. Like, and this was, like, the beginning of our relationship, but I immediately broke down. It was for a joke, and I started bawling.
Why?
It just triggered me, like, getting slapped by my dad. And my mom. But, like, mostly my dad. But anyway, No, like, so, like, you would hit them, but it wouldn't, but it'd be like, oh, you're so stupid.
Yeah, like that, pretty much.
Ooh. And you would feel, like, power, like, but, like, see, this is what I don't get about sociopaths. Wouldn't you get bored playing with, like, somebody's life?
Why would you get bored of that?
Like, they're gonna break down one day. I don't really
see how that's what it is. Like, I don't feel like it would have developed into something like that. I didn't even realize it was such a problem until one day one of my exes, when I was dating him, he was like, can you please, like, stop hitting me? Like, that hurts, and it really, like, I really don't like it. Like, please stop hitting me. And I was like, oh. Like, I didn't know that it was such a problem, honestly. I just liked the result it got me from that, and that's why I did it. I saw it as a playful thing, but I guess it was kind of a dominant thing.
So you think you're dominant in most relationships?
I am, in a subtle way. It's just not, like, obvious, but I always feel like I'm the smarter one, I guess.
I see. Okay, go on.
So I was gonna go through a website, with the traits of a sociopath. Let me make sure I can still record and do this. Okay, we're good. Okay. So, the textbook definition of antisocial personality disorder is that it's characterized by a lack of regard for the moral or legal standards in the local culture. There is a marked inability to get along with others or abide by societal rules. Individuals with this disorder are sometimes called psychopaths or sociopaths. Okay, even though those two last things are very different, I'm definitely not a psychopath.
Not at all.
Is that sarcastic?
No, really, okay. You're not. You are. I told you.
They are. They're totally different. We've gone into this.
I told you, and I, like, not when I first met you, but after, like, what, like, a couple months, like, really getting to know you, I, like, looked at you, I'm like, I think you're a sociopath.
Yeah, you did.
Which was really weird, because now looking back, I'm like, how did... I was such in a dark place in a really depressing time. How did I come up with that?
How did you come up with that? Because before I go into the traits, I want to know. Like, what things led you to kind of think that?
Well, see, this is not, like, at the topic, but I'll hurry up because we're on, like, a time stamp. I don't know, like, I mean, we worked at a psychiatric hospital. I saw what a narcissist was. Like, they're very, like, there's different types of narcissists, and we'll get into that in a different episode. But, like, I saw a narcissist and a couple of them, like, yeah, like, I saw, like, a couple types of them, like, narcissists and that. Psychopaths, I saw a couple psychopaths, saw a couple schizophrenics, bipolar, other personality disorders, borderline.
The whole shebang.
But I remember sitting in the office, and I thought to myself, okay, I can see this girl when she, like, goes onto a unit completely just, like, go to a different place. And I would just see you staring at them, and it wasn't like you're bored, you're upset. It was just, like, different. It's like, sometimes we used to work on a kids unit also, like, it's a kids and adult units. And I would see her look at them as just, like, a different way. Like, a non-regular person would look at them. Not with empathy, not with sympathy, but just, like, either rage... Or it'd just be, like, annoyance and you just want them to shut the fuck up real quick.
Dude, I hated those kids so much. I could never be a parent. I'd be a horrible parent.
And, like, and some people, I could just totally see, like, you wanted to kill them. Like, I could feel, like, your energy. I was just like, okay, this is not normal. Then I thought to myself, okay, she's in the army, so she wants to help society in some way. So that's different. And then I thought to myself, like, okay, if she wants to help society, and not only does she... You know, I see her, like, reacting in this way, because I'm very observant, and you said that.
You are.
And, I then was, like, and then I saw, like, how you would lie, and I could see you, like, lie a little bit when some things you would say, and then it would just completely, like, just go blank. Like, it was, like, cold. I could just, like, see you just totally disregard, like, everything else and just focus on the logic. That, I think, right there was, like, one thing I was just like, how can somebody else take emotions out of the whole situation and just focus on the logic of that time? And I was just like, this girl's different.
Yeah.
So then, that's when I don't remember, I was in the office, we were just talking about, like, psychopath. I was talking about my life, I think.
Okay.
And then we were talking about this patient on the unit we will not discuss, but he was a big problem on the unit. I don't think if you know what I'm talking about. He was a big narcissist. Okay. A huge narcissist. I don't think you don't understand. But anyway.
I have a horrible memory.
Well, anyway, I looked at her, I'm like, I think you might be a psychopath. Sorry. I think you might be a sociopath. And you're like, why would you say that? I said, because you're not normal. You've, like, something's different. Like, you just... Something's off. Something's really off. And then you're like, what do you mean? It's like, did you ever think about killing people? And you're like, yeah. Like, what's your favorite?
Everyone does.
And I was like, what's your favorite serial killer? And you said Ted Bundy. And I thought that was so interesting. Because I was just like, okay, a lot of people like Ted, not like. I mean, now everybody's like, oh my god, Ted Bundy, because the Netflix series is out.
Right.
But like.
I will say, though, I am very envious of his way of compartmentalizing his whole life, because he was married to, like, two females at the same time, and neither of them knew about each other while he's going to law school and convincing people, like, he's his own freaking attorney. Like, oh my god,
but,
I'm sorry.
But the thing is, just, like, another thing is just, like, and I hate, and I, like, I feel like I'm opening up a whole different door, but, like, when certain people, like, certain serial killers, it kind of shows you what kind of person they really are.
Right.
My favorite is BTK. That's my... And then also is Isaiah Keys. Yours is Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like Jim or Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't really like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Me neither. He's kind of awkward.
Weird. Yeah. Also, it's just like, it was too easy for him. But we'll go into a different topic. But like...
Serial killers again.
But when you were talking about, like, Ted Bundy, I was just like, a lot of people don't choose him. But he was very smart. And you recognizing how smart he was, because she broke him down. She's like, I researched him and everything. That's when another door was open. He's like, holy shit, she really is a sociopath. Because you were like, when you talked about him, was he like, it was like an idol. Like, if he was still alive.
Oh, man, I'd find him.
You would probably be like, please, talk to me.
I wish he would have said his real, like, thoughts and intentions and stuff in his last interview instead of just trying to save himself. Because everything he said after he was arrested was just to save himself from more prison time and pushing off the death sentence. None of it was real.
Sociopaths are afraid of death.
Well, that's because we're awesome, and we don't need to be off of this planet. But it's easy. I also want to say it's easy to manipulate people through logic. Like, if you can find your own stuff to back up what you're saying, it's very easy to, like, make people believe you. If you say it confidently, they will pretty much believe anything that you tell them.
Tell them the story how you got alcohol, but you weren't at age yet.
There was like multiple times, but I could go to bars before I turned 21, and as long as you confidently give them like a military ID or something, like my military ID worked every time, and they had no freaking clue. They would just look at it and probably feel stupid because they couldn't find the date on it, and they're like turning it over, and eventually they just hand it back because you gave it to them confidently, so why would they not believe that you were actually 21? So it was like they just felt stupid, and that combined with you being confident just gets you what you need in that situation.
Now, how did you find out that confidence would get you that? Did you, like, what was the first, I know you say you have a bad memory, what was the first thing that made you be like, oh my god, this works?
Because confidence can, like, I've had a lot of success with just being confident in relationships with men. It, like, I realized how easy it is to just manipulate dudes by just showing a slight interest in them. Like, if you can tell they're interested in you, if you return that just a little bit, they will pretty much do anything for you.
Well, men are pathetic. That's why you think I'm a lesbian. I'm just kidding. I don't want a whole train of men be like, wow, she's a feminist.
Yeah. Yes. So, it being confident got me what I wanted out of, like, relationships with guys very, very easily. And even just jokingly being confident, people start to believe it. So, like, if you say you're good at your job and everything, then eventually people will start being like, wow, she really must be good at her job, you know? You see how that works? You say it long enough and people start believing things. I don't do shit at work, so. And they're like, oh yeah, she's a great worker. And I have the freaking supervisors all wrapped around my finger. So.
Oh my god, you're helping me so much.
Because they're all dudes.
Holy fuck.
But yeah. So we still have to go through this list thing. Hold on. Okay, so the first thing listed for traits of a sociopath are glibness and superficial charm, which we kind of just went into about how, like, as long as you're confident, you can, and you show interest in people, I'm sure it would apply to some women too. Like, if you show an interest in a man or woman who you know is interested in you, and you can get them to be interested in you by being confident, then you can start manipulating them. Are you writing this down?
The empath has to learn.
Oh, man. People are gonna hate you for that. I'm just kidding. I'm the bad one. You're not the bad one.
No, but, like, this is interesting, because the thing is, it's like, I love talking to, like, people with personality disorders, because it shows me what to also look out for.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping you guys get out of this. By me talking about this stuff, I hope that you will be able to avoid it.
It's also part of the ego, too, that she loves.
But yeah, I do like talking about myself. Not gonna lie.
But no, that's actually why we do the podcast, is to show you the sides of, you know, a person who is manipulative and just, like, also, like, wants to help. Like, we want to make people more aware of what's going on in this world with personality disorders, because what, 15 years ago, like, they didn't, I mean, this was, like, the start, like, what was it, in the 70s or 80s, they were just starting psychology, and now it's, like, blown up, and it, we're still learning, we're not even there yet, and by the time, you know, what, by the time we die, I would hope that we would be like, okay, you have this, what can we make the world a better place, because if you look at some of these things, like Jim Jones, right now we're going to serial killers, but now look at Jim Jones. He manipulated so many people.
Dude, these people are going to have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, anyway, just mark that guy's down about Jim Jones, the serial killer. But anyway, go on about social.
All right, so the next trait on here is manipulative and conning. They never recognize the rights of others and see their self-serving behaviors as permissible. They appear to be charming, yet are covertly hostile and domineering. Ooh, I like that word. seeing their victim as merely an instrument to be used, they may dominate and humiliate their victims. Oh, I love to make people feel bad about themselves. I do that all the time.
How?
Because, like, just, it's so easy like, give me an example. Point it out.
Give me an example.
I make fun of you for eating pizza all the time because I know that bothers you.
Actually, it really doesn't.
No. You don't have any issues with your body image.
Well, yeah, I accept that I am fat, though.
Well, that's good. I'm really happy for you. But I like to chip away at things like that, because it chips into people's minds.
But the thing is, it doesn't, though, because, like, I accept that I like pizza.
Well, then you're confident enough about yourself that it's okay. Not all people are.
I guess that's true. See, like, with empaths, like, there is some logic in empaths. Is that you just, like, empaths don't like to listen to their logic, because they just feel like, wow, it can't be that way, people have to have feelings, and that's when, like, people are like, you know, if you just take the feelings out of it, this is how things should go, that's how law is very logical, which is why narcissists, sociopaths, like, and psychopaths are really cops, empaths are usually, you know, therapists, but going on.
So, I would also.
So you do that to make fun of me?
I would, yeah. And I do other things to my other friends too, just chipping away at stuff like that because I know it gets to them.
I remember we're gonna go about this like what disgusts me about like being a sociopath. That makes you look weak. Like, I see that as, like, looking weak. It's like,
well, that's because it doesn't work on you.
But the thing is, like, for me, it makes me like, wow, that's so weak. Take people down to make yourself feel better.
Feel fine about myself. Or like, I just get fun out of it.
I feel like for you, it's more of like, if I break them enough, I feel power. When I see people break people down, I'm like, wow, you're weak. like for example, the girl that I was, like, sleeping with, that was, like, in a relationship, got out of the... Actually, her girlfriend broke up with her. But, like, ooh, what are you doing?
I was just seeing.
Don't exit out of the podcast.
I'm not.
But, like, no, but she's in another relationship. And you can just tell by the body language and the posts. And she just says, like, my girlfriend. Like, it's so disgusting. Because it's, like, you're literally trying to throw this in people's faces that you're happy.
Yeah.
It's, like, really pathetic. And it's, like... And the thing is, it's, like, her breaking me down and trying to, like, ruin my life, that was, like, okay, that just shows your true colors. It just shows that you're weak.
That's because you're healing and you recognize what this stuff is now, but most people don't.
Well, yeah, like, when I was going through all of it, I was going through panic, and I'm like,
well, right,
exactly. Aria, help me!
So, I see that. And then I'd also agree with the charming yet covertly hostile... Because that goes into, again, what
Where
I was talking about.
Where have you been charming and completely hostile?
Because, I'm trying to think. Just, like...
Hasn't been with me, hostile and charming. It hasn't happened to me.
With, like, supervisors and stuff, I know how to wrap them around my finger, and it just so I can advance myself.
I can't do
It's easy. You have seen it.
I have seen it.
She knows I'm successful.
You are successful. But yeah. What's funny for me is that, like... As an empath, I'm also very successful. I just know how to, like...
It's easier for me to be successful because I'm not held back by, oh, well, I wouldn't want to do that to somebody to get that promotion or whatever. I don't give a fuck, bitch. If there's a chance I can get that shit, I'm gonna get that shit. So, all right, and then the next trait is grandiose sense of self. I feel like these are all very similar. Which is feeling entitled to certain things as, like, their right. So I guess I do, I don't know, like, and I can't think of an example of that.
Grandiose?
Yeah.
So you feel, like, confident in yourself, which is the same fucking thing.
Oh, I feel like it's kind of, like, almost, like, I know how good I look, okay? So I feel like everybody should kind of have some interest in getting to know me, you know? Whatever, I don't know. I really can't think of an example for that.
It's so funny because, like, my friends, they're no longer my friends anymore, but be like, Aria, like, I don't find myself attracted to you, and, like, I would be like, I have, like, these friends, and they would say, like, oh, yeah, like, aren't you, like, do you like her? I'm like, no, I have, you know, my ex, and they would be like, well, like, she looks like a lesbian. I'm like, I don't really find her attractive.
I get that a lot.
And then they'd be like, well, like, but that doesn't make any sense, like, why are you hanging out? I really don't see it. I think it's because empaths, once you destroy, like, what the person, like, looks like inside, it's just, like, kind of, like, it's not there anymore. That feeling's not there.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in a relationship with me. I'm very bossy.
I've gotten that too, though. I'm very bossy. Like, I'm bossy. But that's also, I was manipulated by a manipulator.
Yeah, exactly. So, are you really?
Am I bossy?
If you let people walk all over you, I don't think that you are.
I do let people doormat me. But I do have a tendency to put my foot down and have a healthy boundary. But also, yo, I don't think I'm bossy. Yeah, you're right. I don't think I'm bossy. I just have, like, boundaries. And then manipulative people like yourself would be like, no, we're doing this. Like today, she's like, okay, like, we're going now. I'm like, hey, I'm doing something, getting information. Oh my god, I'm falling asleep. I'm like, okay.
Dude, you made me wait over an hour for you.
And then, like, and then, like, hold on, wait. And then earlier today, when I'm, like, messaging you to come in for help for work.
Are we really going into this?
Wait,
right
hold
now?
On. Yes, we are.
Oh my god.
And then, like, you basically went from 0 to 100. Like, real fast. Like, she basically told me to fuck off. Like, oh, I had these many days at work. But then in the previous text, it said 3, and then it was 6. And I was like, I'm talking about days.
So I worked 2 days for the last couple days, and now I work the next 3, and this is my 1 day off. That is a total of 6 days. That is what I meant, just because I didn't tell you that 2 of them were previous.
Oh, and then Aria doesn't tell me she had a bad day, which, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, it does, because I
Thanks.
Do care.
I don't care.
I do care, but, like, I'm not going to ask you every single day, are you okay? Are you having a good day? That would be relationship status, and I am not. So, therefore,
that would get annoying as fuck.
Yeah, it would. So, anyway, as I was saying, like, you basically went to 0 to 100 of being angry. You basically said, fuck off. And I was like, excuse. I looked at that message and I got so heated so fast. I was like, hold on. And then, like, yeah, then my sergeant is, like, sitting over there and he's looking at me. He's like, hey, can you, I'm like, hold on. He's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I'm very angry right now. I really just need to, like, handle this. And I text you back and I said, listen. I do not appreciate. I basically said I do not want, don't want or see or care for the way you said fuck off to me. I did not deserve that. And then and then I said we will talk about this later.
No, you said good night.
Yeah, basically like good night.
I was like, what the fuck?
Because you pissed me off. I was like, I am not dealing with this right now.
Oh my god.
But anyway.
Okay, I don't even remember what we were talking about. So, moving on to the next one. We're on the 4th bullet point now, a half an hour later.
This is a very special podcast.
Yeah, this is
because,
a good one.
Because we're celebrating, well, actually not celebrating, but we're really happy that a lot of people are really liking the podcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of you guys listening, and I'm glad. Like, keep listening, subscribe on anything, like, whether you're watching on Spotify, Overcast, iTunes, Anchor, whatever it may be. Keep listening. We'll keep putting out this stuff. You can always feel free to put suggestions on our Instagram page or message us personally. It's on Instagram at sociopath_empath. So, we've got like 40 followers right now. So go be our 41st.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the fourth bullet point here is pathological lying has no problem lying coolly and easily, and it is almost impossible for them to be truthful on a consistent basis.
See, I've seen you freaked out when, like, the truth starts coming out in situations, and you're like, what do I do? And I'm like, just be calm.
Sometimes I panic at first when I don't know what to do. Okay, and then the rest of this description says they can create and get caught up in a complex belief about their own powers and abilities.
Oh, look at that.
Extremely.
I hear this about all the time. That's grandiose.
You let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Extremely convincing and even able to pass lie detector tests. That would be so dope. If you can fucking, like, make yourself that calm to pass a freaking lie detector test. I want to just test it. I should see if one of my cop friends has one. Wrap those dudes around my finger. Okay.
Are you trying to, like, sing or something?
Yeah, that was my new theme song. So, the next bullet point is, lack of remorse, shame, or guilt, a deep-seated rage which is split off and repressed.
Oh my god, there.
Shut up! Let me get to this word, okay?
Okay, go.
A deep-seated rage which is split off and repressed is at their core, does not see others around them as people but only as targets and opportunities. Instead of friends, they have victims and accomplices who end up as victims. The end always justifies the means, and they let nothing stand in their way. So that sounds horrible.
So I'm an accomplice? That's why you want me for the podcast. I knew it!
I don't like these. Oh, man.
Well, I did tell you, if you don't want to be friends with me anymore, I already know it's coming.
I feel like that wouldn't happen, though. Like, you're my only friend around here, and I don't care to make new friends because I hate the process of doing that. So, I despise it.
But the thing is like, what sociopaths don't have is loyalty. I don't see anything about loyalty in there. Anything about loyalty.
Well, what the fuck is loyalty? That's just a word. You have to prove yourself. When have I not been here for you?
That's true. That's true, but are you doing that because I'm the only person here?
Ooh. Oh, I want to keep you as my friend. I'll do what I have to keep you as my friend.
So what about your other friend that begins with an S?
Well, I've just known her for so long that and she gets me, like, she knows what's happened in my life and understands it more than anyone else. So I'd like to keep her in my life, so I do what I can for that. But she's not in my life as much anymore, so I don't go to as great of lengths for her.
Do you keep her as a friend so then you can say one day, I've had this person for so many years, that's the reason why I'm normal, to manipulate people? Because most people don't have friends that were with them for, like, years and years and years and years and years.
Well, she tells me a lot when I'm getting too aggressive with her or too hostile or anything.
Really?
It's really important when people tell me that so they don't just let it build up. Because I honestly don't know when I'm pissing people off. Like, I had no idea you were gonna get pissed off at my fuck off message. It was more like, because I tell you to fuck off all the time, but I say it differently when it's in person. So I think it just comes out wrong over text, but I don't see the things that I do as bad.
So wait, when you saw the text, you were like, oh, it's Abby.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I literally said that, and my boyfriend was sitting across the room, and he was like, what? I was like, I don't know. I was like, Emily's mad at me, I guess. But I will say I have dealt with the pathological lying and lack of remorse or guilt or whatever. Because when I was with my ex, I cheated a lot. Like, a lot. And I didn't care. And I was very good at lying about it. And there was a lot of people. So You're seriously writing this down again? Yeah, okay. Whatever. So, like, and it was over an extended period of time. I didn't feel bad. I felt great. Like, and nobody found out. So, why are you, doing your freaking background noises? Let me drink the soda. Caps moving. Sorry, that was probably really annoying. Alright, next bullet point.
You're like, I'm in class right now.
Take out your notes, children.
That's why I have my notebook.
So the next one is shallow emotions. When they show what seems to be warmth, joy, love, and compassion, it is more feigned than experienced and serves an ulterior motive. Outraged by insignificant matters, yet remaining unmoved and cold by what would upset a normal person. Since they are not genuine, neither are their promises. I'd promise people something just to make them feel better. Well, just to make them feel better. A lot of people do that, though. I feel like... I don't know. And I do, like, we do have emotions. They're just, I guess they are just, like, shallow, like it says. But they're not all, like, feigned. You do experience it, just not as much as other people. But you learn to mirror what other people are doing. So I feel like it's almost the same thing.
Did I teach you about body language, or did you know that already?
I have been reading, like, books about that, but I've learned some stuff from you.
Well, like, so, like, I remember at... the hospital you used to work at the psychiatric hospital. I remember, excuse me, so much heartburn, which we really need a sponsor for.
Jesus.
So, like, I remember, like, we were VDI trained, and also we're taught to, like, help people, and there was things that now it's my supervisor, but my sergeant was seeing, and he said, you're really good at reverse yelling. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? They're like, and he's like, it's where you basically take your body language and you basically make the other person calm. And the first day that I worked, I was dealing with a fucking psychopath that was buff as hell. And he was in the MMA. And he would, like, there was veins coming out of his, like, arms and everything. And he's like, I'll fuck this whole place up. I'm like,
oh, I miss the psych hospital.
I remember being like, okay, maybe if I'm calm, maybe he'll become calm. And so I did, like, a monotone, and then, like, be like, come on, let's go in here. And he's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, when you're ready, that's cool. He's like, yeah, get out of there, fuck. And he throws the chair down, he sits down, and I'm just like, oh my god, he's fucking psychotic. I just need to calm down. So I, like, put my leg where basically it was, like, open. And I was sitting there, and I was just like, so, do you want to get out of here? He's like, yeah! And I'm like, the only way to get the fuck out of here is to listen to these fucking nurses. Like, if you literally do this, we're gonna have to... They're gonna have to beat your ass. Like, these big security people, they're gonna have to beat your ass.
Not literally. Just to clarify.
I'm sorry. I don't mean, like, we're actually gonna beat his ass. But they're gonna have to drag him across the floor, put him in restraints, you're gonna have a really fucking hard life.
Yeah, that would suck.
And then it worked. But anyway, body language. So mirroring.
When... You are all over the place.
Well, I want to get back into it, like, what we're talking about, but I also want to, like, show that empaths can mirror people too. I'm not mirror, but, like, have an influence on other people.
Yeah.
Because it can happen. I feel like, I'm not getting to my own horn here, but I feel like I've made you better than a regular sociopath.
How so?
There's things where I will tell you, like, I'll be like, Aria, you don't have to act that way.
I guess so.
Or, like, I've said to you, like, you should say this instead of really this. Because this is showing how you are. Or I'll be like, I saw the way that you were acting, like, your body language, and it totally was different than what you were saying.
Yeah.
I'm basically showing you how to manipulate more. Looking back on that now.
That's okay.
But, like, it's also showing you that, like, some things you do are not okay.
Right. Okay. We're going to go down the rest of this list very quickly, because I'm going to not make this... We're going to try to not hit an hour for this episode, okay. And I sincerely apologize if it does, because that also means I have to edit an entire hour of footage and listen to myself footage? Talk for that long.
Go on.
What else would you like me to call it? So... The next one is a need for stimulation. Living on the edge, verbal outbursts and physical punishments are normal. Ooh. Promiscuity and gambling are common. I don't gamble, but I can be a little bit promiscuous.
You gamble with your relationships. I swear.
I have. Doing well now, but the past has been rocky.
Doing well.
No comment. The next one is callousness and lack of empathy. Unable to empathize with the pain of their victims, having only contempt for others' feelings of distress and readily taking advantage of them. I guess it is kind of annoying when people get all, like, in their feels. Because I don't know what to do. I'm one to, like, stand at 10 feet away with a broomstick and pat them on the shoulder with it and be like, they're there. People would, like, cry all the time in high school, and I was like, I'll be in the bathroom. Goodbye. And the next one is poor behavioral controls and impulsive nature. Rage and abuse, altering with small expressions of love and approval, produce an addictive cycle for abuser and abused, as well as creating hopelessness in the victim. They believe they are all-powerful, all-knowing, entitled to every wish, no sense of personal boundaries, and no concern for their impact on others.
That's so fucking disgusting. You take somebody's hope away? Oh, that's so fucking disgusting.
Like,
you
I don't feel like all of this applies to me. I don't know. It's just hard to care about that type of stuff. Like, about... I don't know.
You rob them of their freedom? You rob them of their self... to self? Oh, this is so disgusting to know.
Alright. So the next one... I would say I'm pretty impulsive, by the way. I've done some things in some places that I shouldn't have, repeatedly, continuously. Not the best decision. I was only arrested one time for that. So the next one is earlier behavioral problems and juvenile delinquency. Usually has a history of behavioral and academic difficulties, yet gets by conning others. Problems in making and keeping friends. Aberrant, I don't know that word, I'm sorry. Behaviors such as cruelty to others or animals, stealing, etc. Okay, everyone has stolen something. I don't care if you say you haven't, you are a damn liar, okay? That means nothing. And I have no criminal record, by the way, because I really don't think that sociopathy has to do with being arrested and being a criminal. And if you are, like, I mean, there are a lot of sociopathic criminals, but there's also a lot of sociopaths not in prison and without criminal records. So don't let that fool you. And then the next one is irresponsibility and unreliability.
Wait, question, go back to that.
What?
How would you know?
Know what?
That there's not a lot of criminals in, like, and that there are sociopaths in jail.
Because you just read some books about sociopaths. A lot of the tests designed to, like, discover sociopathy in people are too centered around crimes and stuff. They can have a lot of the symptoms, yet lack the criminal part of it. And that was disqualifying a lot of people from it who did have the disorder. So, like, there's been studies and stuff done on this. You just gotta, like, Google it a little bit. I've read a lot of sociopath books.
Quick question. If there was a professor that was like, hey, I want to know more about sociopaths. Sit down with me, go through everything. This will be published. And not only on top of that, you will go through a brain scan of how your brain works and how questions are. Would you, and you had to put your name in there. Would you do it?
I would not put my name in there, no.
But you would be a test subject.
Why? Like, I don't see a point. I don't need people to learn more about me. Like, about people like me. Like, I don't need them to learn more than I know. You know?
Why? Then what? Then
because that's scary.
Then why are we doing this then?
Because they're learning stuff that I already know, which is fine. But I don't want people to know more than me. And I don't want to know, like, I don't want something going out there that I don't know about.
Well, what would happen if you were a test subject and they said, we'll give you all the information, but we want to know everything about you.
Maybe. Like, if there was something more in it.
You're helping society in some way.
That does not appeal to me at all. I don't care.
You don't care about helping other sociopaths. Do you like other sociopaths?
No. They're fucking annoying.
How are other sociopaths annoying? Have you ever met another sociopath?
Yeah, we worked with one.
That was a psychopath.
No.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm tired. Go on.
But they're just annoying because we're all looking out for ourselves and you can tell what they're doing because you do the same thing. And it's just annoying to see that because it just looks pathetic on, like, somebody else who's not doing it as well. So.
Go on.
But, anyway, the next one is, promiscuous sexual behavior and infidelity.
Oh, so much infidelity.
Yeah, so... That's probably accurate. Not gonna go into that, but yeah.
We will a different time.
Yeah.
Just not right now.
So, I'm doing better now. So, that's all that matters. But my past is, like I said, a little bit rocky. So, the next one is lack of realistic life plan and parasitic lifestyle. Tends to move around a lot or makes all-encompassing promises for the future. Poor work ethic, but exploits others effectively. I do have a pretty poor work ethic.
Work 3 days.
Yeah, I don't like working. It's not fun. I need, like, it's so boring. I'm used to the psych hospital where I got to tackle people and freaking, like, put people in restraints and everything, and now I just walk around a freaking hospital and look at sick, disgusting people in their beds. Ooh, that's really thrilling.
That's so disgusting you say it like that.
Well, that's how I see it. I'm sorry. The next one is criminal or entrepreneurial versatility. Changes their image as needed to avoid prosecution. Changes life story readily. I wouldn't say I change my life story. I pretty much... I just don't really tell about that.
If you were caught in a criminal... In a criminal stance, status, whatever... would you... I think you would change
it. I have lied to the police.
Yeah, so that's changing it.
Okay. I guess that counts.
There you go. That's why the empath is here.
So that's all of them. That's all the bullet points. And, yeah, okay, we'll go for 7 more minutes and then we're gonna absolutely cut this off.
We are.
But didn't you want to say something about what sociopaths?
What I find disgusting about them?
I thought also what you liked.
I liked, but kind of really disgusted right now. what I like about them is
that... We should have did this before I went through those traits, but okay, go
ahead. So, what I like about them is that... They're very logical, and if you have one as a friend, they will help you. I wouldn't throw them away. They're not trash. They do help society. Well, not... I mean, like, you do a lot of, like, the editing and everything. You're very into it. That's part of, like, being, like, an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. That's why people on Wall Street are sociopaths or psychopaths, because once they have something and they like it so much, they'll go for it.
Right, we're very ambitious, and when we get set on something, we usually stick to it.
Right.
And do anything to get to that.
So that's what I really like about them. They're like, for me, like as an empath, I was just like, wow, they can fucking do it. Maybe I can. And I'm finding that more and more is that, like, you will, like, again, sociopaths, they're not going to do stuff that... is not going to, like, help. Like, other people are going to do stuff that's going to help them. And I feel like these podcasts are not just to help other people. That I really want to do is actually helping you learn more about yourself.
Yeah, it is.
And that's very therapeutic.
I like that people like to listen to me talk. Not going to lie.
So that feeds the ego. What's to say? Heads up. The maximum recording time is 60 minutes. Oh my god, here we go.
So we are hitting our maximum recording time.
Oh my god, it's so scary. Okay, so
relax.
What else? I really do like how confident she really is. When it comes down to situations, like, I'll be like afraid. When we had to deal with the police is a different story. But when I had to deal with the police, she was very confident. But then right when they were pissing you off, you had to go because you were so angry. And that's when I'm the empath, had to deal with the police, and I'm like, okay, this is not happening. Like, I don't think you understand. This is not going to happen. Aria is going to go get the nurse, and you're not coming on the unit. There's just no way. And if you hurt me, there are going to be consequences. And that's when
the cops were going to hurt you.
Well, like, they're like, they're like, well, we're going on the unit. We know where they are. And I'm like, you guys can't do that. And then that's when the sergeant. Oh, I can't say his name. I really want to. I'm so angry. But he was just like, every time we come here, we do everything you want. But when any time we need something, you guys put up a wall. And I am done with this. And I look at him and my face goes into like puppy dog face. It's like, please don't kill me. And he's like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. I'm just really angry right now. And I'm like, well, that's good that you recognize that you're a dick. So I like the confidence. They're very protective. I feel like you are very protective. If you know that you have someone that gives you something, you will protect them.
Yeah, that's true.
And if someone tries to threaten that, you will do anything.
Pretty much.
So that's, like, a very good thing to have. So I do feel, like, comfortable and safe. Which I never feel around, like, anyone. Which is I think that's another thing I liked. Like, when I first met you, I'm like, why do I feel safe around her? I don't feel safe around anyone. People are so scary. What I'm disgusted with is that I do see you as people. You do tell me everything. And it's like I'm watching these people that I had so high hopes for, like our supervisor. And I'm like watching him just disintegrate and depreciate his value by what I know. So I'm just like, you weakling, you weak, you're weak. And so, like, and the thing is, like, with empaths, we have so much, unless we're going through a crisis, we have so much, like barriers put up. We're like, no, we're not destroying our integrity. There's no fucking way. Right. But, like, again, like, a supervisor just, totally destroyed. I feel like when people come after a sociopath, there's two things that are going to happen. One, they're going to go after them. Or two, they're going to try to get out of the situation as fast as possible. And that's, like, one thing I want, like, you to, like, take from this is, like, when you make yourself look like you're running away from something, it makes it worse. And, like, the previous time when I told you, you gotta get out of there, you gotta get out of there, you kept staying there and things start getting worse, you're like, oh, yeah, maybe do you get out of here. I'm like, and again, like, I'm not explaining everything, so I don't know how much I'm supposed to really say, and I don't want to say anything wrong or illegal, so I can't, like, say everything. But anyway, what else I find, like, interesting about you? Confidence.
We can always go into this in the next episode.
Yeah, we'll do a part two. We're gonna have to end it because I literally have a minute. I have more things in my head. They're not coming up. But yeah, we will continue with this.
Yes. So thank you for listening to this episode today. And if you've watched the other ones, thank you so much for supporting our podcast. That is all the support we need is views. So just keep it up. So.
But anyway, thank you guys so much.
Yep. We will see you next time, even though we won't really see you. Good night.
Good night.